up on the screen. We're, as we have been in Proverbs, we'll be in several passages, but one of the main ones is Proverbs 7, so please turn there with me. And how many of you have ever had a caricature of yourself painted? Do you even know what a caricature is? It's like one of those things in like a amusement park, and they want to like draw a picture of you and exaggerate something about yourself. Now, I've never really understood why someone would want a caricature, because basically I would be paying someone to be mocking some outstanding feature about myself, right? Like if someone has a big nose in a caricature, typically they make that person have an absolutely massive nose. So they take the most noticeable thing about you and emphasize it and exaggerate it. So I've got some to share with you up here that I pulled off the internet. So Mr. Bean, many of you know him. His eyes and eyebrows are freaky in that picture. How about this one? His nose is really big. He's the voice that does Despicable Me 3. Yeah, what's his name? Yeah, he's funny in some things. And some of you know Jay Leno. He's known for the size of his chin. It is absolutely massive. And here's my favorite. This is one that we have all come to know and love. We have got a Donald Trump. And if you notice, he's got like eyes on the top of his head. His hair has become an animal all of its own. Now, why did I even bring up caricatures? Because in the book of Proverbs, there are three caricatures of three main characters that are kind of woven throughout the pages of Proverbs. A lot of the different character traits that we've already looked at, diligence, laziness, pride, humility, kind of fit under these three categories of people. And that first character, number one, is of a wise person. We've talked a lot about wisdom and wise people. The second is the opposite of that, which is a fool, right? So the fool is also characterized in Scripture. And a fool is the willful, purposeful rebel who does not listen to instruction. He won't listen. He won't change. He pretty much rejects God. But there is hope for this fool. In Proverbs 8:5, it says, "O ye simple, understand wisdom. And ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart." There is hope for change for a fool. And the third is one that we haven't talked about much, but I'd like to spend some time thinking about this evening. It's actually in this verse. Number three is the simple. Now, the simple are not as far gone as the fool. They are not purposeful and they are not willful in their rebellion. A lot of it is being naive, or a lot of times being a simple person is tied to youth. And the character of the wise person serves as an example for us to kind of look to and be like, you know what, I want to emulate that wise person that's talked about in Proverbs. A fool, there's a caricature made, and it's kind of the extreme example of what a fool would look like. And the purpose of that is so that we're able to see foolish characteristics that we have in our heart and flee from them. And the simple person, they're kind of the person who is straddling the fence. The Bible does not talk positively about a simple person, but they're kind of the person who will kind of just go with the flow. They are not very committed to the Lord or to very much else. They could go either way depending on the day. One of the biggest influences in a simple person's life in the book of Proverbs are their peers. And we're going to spend some time considering that. But as I prayerfully think about our youth group, I think that if many of you were honest with yourselves, you'd have to put yourself in this category of the simple. You would probably be able to relate to this simple person, someone who straddles the fence, who sometimes follows the right crowd, sometimes follows the wrong crowd. But I want you to be honest with yourself and examine yourself tonight and examine your own character. Am I a wise person, a foolish person? Because the simple person's problem is that they do not actively pursue spiritual growth. They're along for the ride. They go with the flow. They're very impressionable. And this is especially relevant to us tonight because, as I've already said, typically when you find the word simple, the word youth or young is used very closely associated with that. Look at Proverbs chapter 1. One of the purposes of Proverbs, he says, "I wrote Proverbs to give subtlety or prudence or wisdom to the simple. To the young man, knowledge and discretion." There's a connection that's already made there very quickly in Proverbs chapter 1. So you need to understand that as a young person, you must choose to pursue wisdom. It is a choice. Or wickedness will pursue you. You can't be in the middle. You can't be straddling the fence. And a lot of us have heard the phrase, hunt or be hunted, haven't we? And really the challenge to the simple person in the book of Proverbs is you've got to pursue wisdom or you're going to become foolish. It has got to be a conscious effort and a discipline and a pursuit for us to be chasing after wisdom and after God's will in our lives. Father, we come to you and ask for your guidance and your power as we look at your word tonight, that I would clearly communicate what you want communicated, that I would not stand in your way, that I would not say anything that's against you or your character. But Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would be active tonight, that we would be sensitive, that we'd be willing to submit and humble ourselves to what you've called us to change. But Father, as we look at your word, help us also to see your character and who you are, that we'd examine ourselves honestly in our own hearts, and that we would seek to become more like your Son, Jesus Christ. Again, Lord, I pray that your hand of blessing would be upon tonight's service, that you'd be active and your will would be accomplished. In Christ's name, amen. So the first chapter of Proverbs, it really emphasizes the importance of your choice. You have got to choose to pursue wisdom. And while you are young, you probably think that you have all the time in the world. You may think, you know what? Hey, as I get older, this problem is going to go away. I'm going to kind of grow out of it. This temptation that I struggle with day in and day out, I'm going to outgrow it. I've got time. We think that we're going to be able to solve all these problems just by the fact that we are getting older. Time is not the solution to simplicity, to straddling the fence, to being lukewarm for Jesus Christ. The only solution is a choice. Look at with me at some passages in Proverbs 1. My son, if sinners entice thee, listen to this choice, consent thou not. You've got to be ready and prepared not to give in to those who are tempting you. Verse number 15, my son, walk not thou in the way with them, talking about foolish people. Refrain thy foot from their path. A simple person is very impressionable. They follow the crowd. Verse 22, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? They have chosen simplicity. Verse 23, turn you at my reproof. We've got to make a decision to turn from foolishness into the Lord. And some of you have a choice to make tonight. How long will ye love simplicity? How long will you refuse to pursue God and think that time is just going to solve some of your problems? How long are you going to straddle the fence in your commitment to God? That, hey, some days I'm in, some days I'm out. I'm not really dedicated to it. I'm not committed. Because there are consequences for turning away from the Lord. Look at Proverbs 1:32. The turning away of the simple shall slay them. It's going to lead to their destruction. And he's talking about turning away from God. And guys, the Bible also tells us that God is life. And the farther away we turn away from God and the farther we get from him, that is where death is. Death is separation from God. There's death and destruction. We need to pursue wisdom or become foolish. It is so easy for us just to coast through our Christian lives, especially when we grow up in a Christian environment. Guys, we have got to choose to pursue Christ with our whole hearts. So how do I know if I'm what Proverbs calls a simple person? How do I know if I'm in that category? Let's look at some of the characteristics of the simple. First of all, we see that the simple are seduced by sin. They are very easily influenced and enticed into sinning. Proverbs 1, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? They enjoy it. They love it. Proverbs 1:32, the turning of the way of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Proverbs 22:3, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. But listen to how they describe a simple person. They pass on. They don't give any second thought to what the dangers might be, and they are punished. Guys, a simple person, just like all of us, our sin nature is tended towards sinfulness and wickedness. One writer said it this way, simple people are spiritually accident prone. The flesh is inclined to sinful behavior, but guys, the simple person simply does not fight it. They ride the wave. They're the ultimate, you know, like spiritual surfer dude. Whoa, right? Like they just go along with the flow. They're all low key. They don't care what's going on. And so this is kind of what I think of. I think of like the ultimate surfer guy. And this guy is hilarious to me. Some of you may have seen this video. I'm going to share it with you. But a simple person is kind of a spiritual surfer dude. Some of you apparently have seen this. Enjoy, because this guy is an idiot.
Oh, bro. Dude, you get the best girls ever. You just like pull in. straight over. You just drop in, just snap it.
So pitted, right? And guys, sometimes spiritually, that's kind of us. Simplicity in Proverbs kind of depicts someone who just is along for the ride. They don't consider what's going to happen, and all of a sudden, they get surprised. And they are enticed into sin. Guys, we are called to pursue wisdom or we are going to become foolish. The Bible says that we have to pursue that, and a simple person tends to do whatever his peer group thinks is cool at the time. Do you allow your friends, your peers, to easily entice you into doing something that you know does not please the Lord? You give into your flesh very, very easily. A simple person goes with the crowd. They don't think ahead. They don't think about the consequences. Do you find yourself being easily seduced by sin? Do you find yourself being easily convinced into doing sinful actions? All it takes is one of your friends just suggesting something and you're all in. You're like, whoa, dude, that'll be awesome. That's kind of the picture that Proverbs gives of a simple person. But not only does the simple person just kind of wander into trouble, that's where they tend towards, but also wickedness pursues them. The simple are susceptible to seducers. They're susceptible and they allow people who tempt them to have influence in their life. Proverbs 14 says, "The simple believeth every word." They're gullible. Hey, you know what? This is going to be fun. This is going to be awesome. It doesn't matter. Your parents are never going to find out. A simple person is like, oh, okay. Proverbs 14, 18, the simple inherit folly. It comes their way. It chases them down. The simple are gullible. Have you ever watched a documentary on the Discovery Channel? And have you ever seen one about like about lions? Anybody ever seen a documentary on lions? Raise your hand. Yeah. Okay. Most of you probably have. Now, I'm going to take a little bit of rabbit trail here. The Discovery Channel has a way of making everything seem super dramatic, don't they? You ever, like, the voices they have and, like, the lions and, like, my favorite show that I love to laugh at, and I actually watched it for a while. You guys ever watched River Monsters?
Yeah.
Yes. I used to love that show, but it got, like, super dramatic, right? Like, all he's doing is fishing, which is supposed to be really relaxing. He's, like, running down, like, the side of a riverbank getting struck by lightning while catching a fish, and then a bear comes and mauls him. Like, it is the most dramatic thing on the planet. And every time he goes to catch a fish, he's like, "This is the most dangerous fish I've ever been fishing for." Every single one. So it's super dramatic, but going backwards to this lion illustration, in this documentary of a lion, which animals does a lion go after immediately? They go for the stragglers. They go for the young. They go for the sick. They go for those who are injured or maimed or weak. They go for the ones who don't have their defenses up. They're vulnerable. That's who that lion is stalking, and that is who he is targeting. And throughout the book of Proverbs, you get the idea that this simple person has a target on their back, and Satan is out to get them. They're vulnerable. They're susceptible to temptation. And the person that Proverbs describes as simple is that target. Who are simple people susceptible to? There's a lot of things that you could say in Proverbs. Here's some of the highlights of them. One that I noticed quickly as I was studying. Number one, they're susceptible to the mocker. Someone who mocks God, who mocks spiritual things, who makes light of spiritual things. Someone who mocks other people. The simple will join into that and start to include some of their thoughts into their own ideas. Number two, they're susceptible to the gossip. People who want to talk about other people behind their backs, they're susceptible to joining into that. And the last one is one that I'd like to spend a little bit of time, most of our time this evening, considering. The simple person especially is susceptible to the immoral. Proverbs chapter 7. If you have your scriptures, we're going to read a good chunk of verses. So I really want you to clue in on this. Follow along with me. I didn't put on the PowerPoint because it's a long section. Probably one of the longest sections we will read in youth group at one time. But I want you to follow along. Proverbs chapter 7. And we're going to start in verse number 6. Because in Proverbs 7, wisdom is personified as Lady Wisdom. And she is looking out her window. And at verse number 6, this is what she sees. "From the window of my house I looked through my casement," looked through the window, "and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding." So first of all, I'd like to stop. The person that this wise person notices right away is among a crowd of simple ones. Youth and young is mentioned, but also it is someone among that group of simple ones who's void of understanding. They are not pursuing wisdom. They're naive, they're young, they're still maturing, but they're not paying attention to pursuing wisdom. Verse number 8. Passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. And he's talking about an immoral woman. Number 9. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. And again, I'm going to pause. Guys, this immoral woman is chasing this person down. And if you're in our society at all, you will notice that on every street corner, this is chasing us down. Billboards, internet, TV. Guys, immorality is chasing us. This is something we've got to deal with. Let's pick it up in verse number 13. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works and fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. Look how awesome she makes this sound. Verse number 19. For the goodman is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. She's saying, hey, my husband is gone. This guy knows what this woman is talking about. Number 20. He had taken a bag of money with him and will come at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that this is for his life. Guys, there's danger here. And this simple person who started out naive, he's in a crowd of simple ones, he was void of understanding, he was not pursuing wisdom, he was not pursuing God, and he was snared. And he was trapped. He was noticed and picked out as someone who was void of understanding. This immoral person noticed this. He had a target on his back. And he was wandering around in this story. Wasn't necessarily looking for it. Some commentators believe he was. But we don't have time to go into all the details of this passage. To kind of summarize it, guys, if you are straddling the fence in your commitment to God, you have a target on your back for this area of sin. For immorality. For impure thoughts. And I don't want to go into too many details, but if you're struggling with this, you know that this is something that you've really got to fight against. And if you are half-hearted in your devotion to God, you are a young, sick target for Satan, the roaring lion who's seeking whom he may devour. Are you devoted to God? Or would you have to say, you know what? I'm a simple one. I'm not pursuing God. I am void of understanding. So what's the solution? I skipped the first 5 verses. Let's go back and read Proverbs 7, 1 through 5. This is before he even gets to this. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law is the apple of thine eye. Treasure my word. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding of thy kinswoman. Look at verse number 5. Why? Why should I love and cherish God's word? That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Guys, God's word is going to keep you away from immorality. Look down at verse 25. 24 and 25. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Look at what he says next. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Solomon takes it right back to the heart issue. It's not other people's fault. Before he even met this person, his heart was inclined to that. Guys, we have got to fight. We are susceptible to these types of seducers and tempters in our lives, and it goes back to our heart. We must choose to pursue God. Pursue God, or you'll become foolish. There's hope for those who are not currently committed to the Lord. Number two tonight, let's consider the cure for the simple. How do we become wise? If I'm half-hearted in my devotion, I'm straddling the fence. Number one, listen to wisdom's invitation of satisfaction. I'm going to explain that. In Proverbs 9, again, wisdom is being personified. She is speaking and she's sending out an invitation. And she is basically saying, listen to me, come here. You will find peace and you'll find rest and you'll find satisfaction in wisdom. Look at Proverbs 9. Wisdom hath builded her house and she hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She set the table out. There is a feast being set here. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in thither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Eat of the feast which I have prepared for you. Forsake the foolish and live. She's saying to the simple person, you know what? You have got to forsake those who are foolish and who are purposefully and willfully causing you and tempting you to sin. If you're simple and straddling the fence, you've got to forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Because what is promised here is satisfaction. There is peace, there is safety in the house of wisdom. And guys, she invites all of us to come in and feast and be satisfied. Pursuing wisdom brings joy and peace and satisfaction. But also number two, learn from folly's invitation to destruction. Later on in the same passage, kind of the opposite thing is happening. There is foolishness. Folly is personified as a lady of folly. And she's again giving an invitation. Look at what she says. A foolish woman is clamorous. She's simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house and on a seat in the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, hey, this is her invitation. And this is the invitation that our flesh wants to give into. Stolen waters are sweet. What's happening there? Take shortcuts. Do what feels good. Don't wait for the Lord's timing. Stolen waters are sweet. You don't have to put in all the work. You don't have to put in all the diligence. Just do whatever feels good. And bread eaten in secret is pleasant. No one's ever going to find out. It's going to be fun. Come on in. You will enjoy this. And then Solomon, he gives an explanation and he gives a commentary in verse number 18 as he adds to this. He says this, but he that knoweth not, the dead are there. He's saying, you know what? If you go into that house, that's where death is. If you chase after shortcuts in the flesh, her guests are in the depths of hell. Guys, God is giving us a warning. Don't take spiritual shortcuts. You have got to wholeheartedly pursue wisdom in God. Look at the warnings that God gives to us. Don't listen to the invitation of the world. Because again, we've used the illustration of the lion. Not all predators actively pursue their prey. There's some animals that live in the sea that wait for their prey to come alongside of them, and all of a sudden they jump up and snatch them. I think that one of the coolest plants on the face of the planet is the Venus flytrap. It's like the most vicious plant there is, right? Now, it doesn't go and pursue its prey, does it? It lures it in. And as soon as that insect is inside that Venus flytrap, the jaws close. And they're trapped, and they're ensnared, and again, they are lured into that, into being the prey. And guys, the simple person, maybe out of curiosity, maybe out of naivety, maybe out of a lack of experience, they wander into sin. Their heart is drawn toward, they're curious about it, and then they choose to indulge. And maybe that's been the pattern of your life over the last year. You're kind of playing with sin. You think that time is going to take care of it. And guys, we can't be deceived. What you sow, you will reap. And it says, but he knoweth not that the dead are there. Don't give in to the world's temptation. It only leads to death. How else can we avoid simplicity? We're going to have to close here very quickly. But number three, we've got to learn from the sinful choices of others. Proverbs 19:25. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. If a scorner, a fool, is punished, He is smitten. He is corrected. A simple person can watch and they can beware. They'll become leery. Look at Proverbs 21. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. So guys, what I would like you to do is take a moment in your own minds. Think about people that you know that have maybe graduated from high school. Their parents have brought them to church their whole life. As soon as they leave, they decide to give up on church. They give up on God. They go and do their own thing. They give in to immorality. They give in to drugs. They give in to alcohol. And maybe you think about that pattern 5, 6, 7 years down the road. Guys, even some illustrations from people that you know very recently, it leads to death. Literally. And for a while, they were simple. They were playing with sin, but what God has called you here to do is look at those people who went down that road of foolishness and to learn from them. It is there to make you wise. Did that person mock and reject God? Look to where it led them. They've got punished. If you're simple and straddling the fence, you need to look to those people and realize that punishment is coming. And again, you are running away from God, and where God is, and where there is no God, there is death. Number four, you've got to lean on God's protection. Very quickly here at the end. Psalm 116, verse 5 and 6 says, "Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful." We've got to meditate on God's person. But also verse number 6, "The Lord preserveth the simple." Guys, even if we are naive, even if we're curious, God does give a promise to preserve the simple. This person's testimony, "I was brought low and God helped me." Are you willing to humble yourself and come to God and ask for His help? He gives a principle here that He will preserve the simple. And again, young people are associated with simpleness. You have some growth to do. You have some maturing to do. Right now, in this stage of life, you have got to make a choice to pursue God. And lastly, number 5, you've got to lean on the Bible. Again, it's very, very basic. But Psalm 19, verse 7 says this, "The law of the Lord," the Bible, "is perfect." And listen to this, it converts the soul. It changes who you are on the inside. "The testimony of the Lord," the Bible, "is sure, and it makes wise the simple." How do you pursue wisdom? Guys, you've got to pursue this book. The law of the Lord is perfect. It converts the soul, but also it makes wise the simple. And in closing here tonight, maybe you're here and your soul's not converted. You always give in to temptation. You always run to it because you don't have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And God, through His grace and sovereignty tonight, has decided to convict you of your sin. The Bible does tell us that there is punishment. The wages of sin is death. Jesus Christ died in your place. He rose again and He had victory over your sin. And He promises if you believe that and you confess your sin and run from it, He will save you. And maybe you need to come to God's Word and have your soul converted tonight. And if that's you, I'm going to give an invitation in a few minutes. You can go to the back and we would love to show you from God's Word how you can know Christ. And again, maybe you've been going to church your whole life. I'm growing more and more burdened about this, guys. God does not have any grandchildren. Have you been deceived in your own mind even into thinking that you're saved? And you're really not. Do you truly have a relationship with God? Do you love His Word? But maybe you're here and you are saved. You know you are, but you've seen some traits of the simple person. God's Word can make you wise. Do you need to have a renewed commitment to spend time in this book? Guys, this is the only way. Just because it's said all the time doesn't mean you should let it fly over your head or brush it under the rug. This is God's Word. We need to revere it and respect it. It makes wise the simple. Pursue wisdom or you'll become foolish. And guys, I don't want it to be said of me that I'm a fool, that I've rejected God. If you recognize characteristics of the simple person in your own life, there is hope. You can change and God's Word can change you. You can pursue godliness and you can heed correction. Guys, God's wisdom is calling you to repent of your sins, confess it, and come back to God. Father, we thank You for Your Word, that You are plain, that You're straightforward. And Lord, I pray that You'd convict us where that is necessary, that if there's someone here tonight who has not had their soul converted and changed and become in Christ, that tonight they would do that, that You would continue to work in their heart, that they would humble themselves, and You promise to help us. But Lord, I also pray for those tonight who have seen some characteristics of the simple person, the one straddling the fence. I pray that tonight would be a night that they would commit to spending time in your word and allowing you to change them in Christ's name. I'm going to ask you to keep your heads bowed and eyes closed. I do want to give that invitation. If you're here, I already explained it, and you want to trust Christ, I'm not going to drag it out. Now's the time. Right now is the day of salvation. And if you're playing on your phone, please put that away right now. Do you need to trust Christ and have your sins forgiven and washed away? But also, how many of you would be here tonight and you'd say that, you know what, Pastor Brandon, God did convict my heart. There are some characteristics that I have. I'm lukewarm. I'm straddling the fence in a lot of things. And a lot of times, I just go with the crowd. If that's you and you want me to pray for you, if you could raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Hands all over the room. Thank you so much. I'll include you in the prayer. Thank you. Thank you again. And again, I'll do it this way. If you want some help tonight and you want us to come and find you, we'll take a little bit of the pressure off of you. If you'd raise your hand and be like, I just need some counsel. I need someone to pray with me. I need some accountability. If you would raise your hand, you'd like us to help you in that way tonight. If you could just do that, we'll mark that down and we'll make sure to follow up with you. Don't embarrass you. Don't want to call you out. But again, want to give opportunities. And again, we're here to help, not to judge. We're here to help, not to punish. I promise that if you come and tell me something, I will only tell those who are part of the solution. If that's you, and again, you want some help, someone to pray with, raise your hand and we will make sure to do that. Father, thank you for revealing yourself. Help us to become like you and love you, because we will keep your commandments if we do love you. In Christ's name, amen. Thanks so much, guys. If you could help out by throwing away all the trash, if there's popcorn on the floor, if you could clean that up, that would be great. And you're dismissed. If you need anything, let us know. If you want to hang around and help finish decorating, you can do that as well.